I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all its suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? Baby, I know hate is always waiting at the gate. I just thought we locked the gate when we left in the morning. And I was told that war is how we landed on these shows. I just thought the drums of war beat louder warnings. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all its suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? Cause I don't remember living life before this. And darling, our disease is the same one as the trees, unaware that they've been living in the forest. Cheating on me. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all its suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? This life and all its suffering. Oh Christ.
I'd stop at nothing, babe, to see this to the end. I'd stop at nothing, babe, to see this to the end. Well, I sat in the corner and followed you home. Back in the shadows outside the streetlights glow. I'd stop at nothing, babe. I'd stop at nothing, babe, just to say goodnight. Oh, you might hear me whisper so soft and low. If you creep towards your window, then maybe you'll know. I'd stop at nothing, babe, just to say goodnight.
one more time. One more time.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you.
Get higher so we can't get enough. I've had one too many, but I swear she was coming home. She had a gypsy soul and a runaway heart, and a turquoise necklace on, and a picture of Elvis back in 68 tattooed on her arm. Tender and off we run, and we got in her Volkswagen bus. Had purple velvet curtains and a bed in the back. She up and says, hey, let's talk about us. She said, I'm my mother's first daughter from a third ex-husband. He left us before I turned three, and I spent half my life trying to figure out why he ran.
Thank you. It took me 30 years and now I feel right. How did we get this way?
Of young Americans can't locate economic powers like Japan and India. 20% can't even find the Pacific Ocean. Without geography, our children aren't ready for the world. Geography is everywhere. It's incredible creatures, rhythm, fashion, flavor. It's economics. And politics. It's change. Understanding connections between people and places is critical in the 21st century. That's why we created MyWonderfulWorld.org to give our kids the power of global knowledge. Go to MyWonderfulWorld.org for your free parent and teacher action kits. Because kids who understand our world today can succeed in it tomorrow.
You're so young and stupid. You're so cute like a cupid. You're so dumb, you believe it. You'll learn fast when you see it. You're so lame but so righteous. The whole world wants to fight you. You're learning more than I know. You're so fast, everything seems slow.
Yeah. She ever Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
We'll be right back.
town. She said, what do you know? Well, that's Slim Harpo. She didn't move her head. She didn't move her hands. She didn't move her lips. She just shake her hips. Woo! Do the hip shake, baby. Do the hip shake, baby.
Do the hip shake, baby.
shake, baby. You do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. You do the hip shake, baby. You do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips.